The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And afternoon, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best, with a path to a higher consciousness. Again, our email is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Mr. Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for that introduction there, Gary. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday. It's 3 o'clock. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, and I want you to pay attention because this is important and it affects all of us. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for joining us. We intend to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and to point out to you how easier life can be for everyone. If we take the path, if we take the spiritual path, if we learn spirituality and realize it's not separate from us, we're all connected to it. That's our intent. We want to take you there. Wake up is what I want to do, for you to wake up and realize that you are not living your full potential. That's what I want to do. I want to take you to receive what is rightfully yours, your innate right to live at a better, higher standard. Wake up and see that what you thought was the way life was supposed to be has been misled, probably covered or camouflaged for you to be living the life you're living, and you're seeking change. If you can hear me, you're in a search. If you're in a search, you definitely want to find destination. You want to get there. Imagine going out for a walk without a determination or a destination. You end up walking around in circles because you don't have the focus or the guide. Connect yourself to spirituality, connect yourself to your guide, live the life that was intended for you to live. Believe you've got the tool that's within you. You've got the tool in you to repair, to cure, to fix, to straighten out, to make better. You have this tool. Please don't keep it hiding in your shed. Dig it out and use it effectively for you to wake up. Wake up. Wake up is what we're trying to do. There's another way to do it. And if you're not connected to your instinctive guide, you're probably wandering around aimlessly. Wake up. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all my longtime listeners. Welcome to all the new listeners. This is Barrington, and we speak philosophy, spirituality, and just good common sense. Wake up, if there is such a thing as common sense. Wake up. Realize there's more to you than you're aware of. Before I go into it, it's awesome. We're hearing good news about COVID. And everybody is well, everyone's aware that there is a vaccine. And if you're not aware, yes, they do have a vaccine. And it's on its way to make us all go back to what we considered normal. We've had the questions, all the questions is whether or not you're going to participate or you're just going to wait for everyone else and you be the last because, you know, they're saying they haven't done all the research. It's a lot faster than all the other vaccines that had come out on the market. So a lot of people I talked to were divided. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do it. I'm not doing it. And we're not sure. It's a personal decision. However, I do believe at some point we may not have a choice. That's opinion right there. That's my opinion. But good news on the front is that we do have the vaccine and it's here. So it supports what I've always been saying ever since we've started is that this too shall pass. So any minute now you can put on your fancy shoes and go disco dancing to celebrate what we've accomplished. And we've gotten through, I would hope, the worst part of it. Now it's to clean up, get rid of that dirt, and put ourselves back on track to something that we are all familiar with. So yeah, good news. Yes, it's here, hopefully. And we're not sure. I'm not able to tell you how long it will take to get to us. They're talking about different groups at different time and different hospitals and all these things. So we're not sure. But what we are sure of is that there is a cure. So this is passing. So hold your head up. And if you've come this far, you can swim the rest of the distance. It's not that difficult. Hang out and be happy. Thank you. So I've always said, and I do have three sons, and I have met them. I talked to them before they showed up here on this planet. And I do it through meditation, or sometimes you just get the message and you pay attention to what they're saying. And this was possible through meditation and being able to connect yourself to the spirituality. I knew one of my sons, all three of them were coming, but this particular one was coming from a background where his job was to be deceiving people to tell them what they wanted to hear as opposed to telling them the truth. And he chose my son to come and live with my family, his other two siblings and his mom. And we had to, I had to realize that he wanted to learn the opposite. And I'm saying all of this because if you are constantly telling a lie, it will impact your life. I've said, and I've always said, and I will continue to say, and two of them will be applicable for today's talk. If it's not true, don't say it. And the other one is if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. So those are the two we're going to focus on. And the reason is that because most of us don't truly understand what it's like or how it impacts you when you tell that little white lie. And by the way, if you want to know if somebody's lying, they will say things like, I don't lie. I'm happy. Things like that. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. So if you are telling a lie, it will impact you eventually. It may not happen right now, but you can bet on the fact that it's going to happen because you've now taken on a negative seed, a secret that you're holding. You've told one lie and you have to come up with 100 more to cover the one. And then it multiplies from there, as you can imagine, because you've told 100 now and you're a liar. So that one lie, and if you can imagine this, is as if you would swallow a razor blade or a pin. Just give it some time. You know it will do some damage. And if that happened to you today, you would run to the doctor and have it removed. But we're waiting to see what would happen, and that happens. Somewhere in our, you hurt a child, and you tell them to keep a secret, and they hold that secret in for years. If they don't deal with it, if they don't address it, somewhere in the third or the fourth decade of their lives, that situation is going to come back and they're going to have to address it then and deal with it. whatever the destruction may be. So the pain that we're afraid of to go to the doctor right now to remove that pin or razor is more painful in our minds, is less painful in our minds, as opposed to the long-term effect of keeping it inside. So we choose to hold it in, and it's really doing very bad things. So the idea is to let it loose, get rid of it. And if you carry it around, it will change your personality. When you become older and you don't know how to deal with it, you will start to look for something to escape the reality. You will look to go to a substance abuse, maybe a physical abuse of some sort, because it takes you away from the reality of what's happening. That's your escape. You can eliminate the problem and don't need the escape. As a matter of fact, when the problem is gone, the escape goes with it. So you don't need to do that, but you need to get it out. Get it out of you, simply because it will grow. It is growing, and it's going to impact your life. It changes your personality, and it makes you angry. So the idea is to remove it. Have we got any emails?
Let's see. Lenny writes in. He says, I know you've discussed this before because I've heard it, but I wasn't really listening. You're saying our guides are basically our guardian angel? That's the question from Lenny. And let's see. Yvonne writes in and says, you talk about common sense, and that's a good thing. However, most politicians have none. Okay. Thank you for that. Let's see. Carla writes in and says, yes, the vaccine for COVID is a welcome situation. I am hoping that people will have the thought process to take this vaccine if it'll help the world. And that is Carla, and back to you.
Caller, thank you for that. And we are all hoping that we're going to make the world better and everybody's going to get well and we won't be as afraid as we are, or nervous, or laid off, home, separated, whatever. It had the impact, whatever the impact was on you, we're all hoping for that. And great news that the vaccine is here, and it's a beautiful thing because, again, we're going past it. We've gone, hopefully, I'd love to say that we've gone through the worst, and from here, it's just going to be a bright, sunny day until, bang, you know, the skies open up and everybody's doing the happy dance again. One of the things we said earlier was we're not sure that everybody wants to jump on board, because there's a lot of ifs, you know, in the research, and they don't know the long term that I'm aware of. And so some people are still on the fence. And in what you're saying, you hope they jump on board. So does everyone else, if it's going to do what they say it's going to do. Thank you for that, Carla. I appreciate it. Yvonne, you touched on the politicians and common sense. Well, I had said earlier that common sense isn't as common as we say it. We throw it out there loosely and says, you know, you should use your common sense. And we're not totally convinced that everybody has common sense, but or maybe they do. Some just choose not to use it, or it's blocked up, or, you know, the duct are clogged. I don't know. But the common sense concept is usually relative to opinion. And you look at somebody doing something and you say, well, Jesus, what are you thinking? And that's usually our own opinion of that person's. We don't know where they are in their state of mind or where they've come from. So when they do something that we consider lack of common sense, it may not always be the case. Just that they're at a different traffic light sort of thing, and you're different than them as well. But thank you. And as I say all that to say, the politicians, they're in a bad spot. And, you know, they can't, you know, the politician can't make everybody happy. And I'm hoping that they'll choose the biggest of the group, so the ship will sail, kind of thing. But yeah, they do constantly have to not necessarily tell the truth or answer the questions that's being asked, because at some point when you ask that tough question, somebody's going to like you or dislike you based on the answer. So you're in a tough spot. I was saying earlier that my son was the one who had to do something like that, and in his other life before he showed up here in this time. And I can't imagine the long-term effect that would have on someone when they're constantly holding back the truth. It's going to impact on you. And that's our talk today. It's going to impact on you. And you don't know what the cause is. Most people don't, but they just know the behavior is not the way they want it to be or the way it should be. And we see this a lot in our teenage children when they break out and they rebel, or somebody who seems to think they want to be the life of the party all the time and do all the drinking and all, you know, things like that, or all the drugs. So we do see these behaviors in people, and a lot aren't willing to sit down and dig deep into the root cause. They'd rather go to a psychiatrist or somebody and have them address the effect. Well, if you don't fix the cause, the effect is going to be continual. It's cutting off the top off the dandelion. The roots are still active. And you go back and you cut another one. The roots are still active. And then you cut another one. You're getting frustrated because you're not addressing the cause. And the cause would be the root to the situation. So instead of having someone tell you how to correct that cause, and you know, you have to go to dig into the roots of it. And that's what a lot of us aren't willing to do, because it's painful for a lot of people. It's very painful for a lot of people, and they'd rather not deal with it because the escape is more rewarding. The escape is better. It is so easy for me to do something to avoid my reality, but you know, you can't really stop that tree from growing straight up. That's what they do. That's how they're designed. That's how they were created. So we are much the same, meaning that we're going in one direction. And because of what we've taken on, it's forcing us to go another way. And you're constantly rebelling against it, but it is what it is. It's the order of operation. This path and this lane is continual, and it was built before we showed up. So we don't have much of a choice other than to take that path. But if we're holding something within us, if we're bringing something, if we're carrying a heavier load than necessary, it will occasionally pull us off the path. And if you dig deep enough, like I said earlier, that child who had to keep the secret for this many years, third or fourth year, decade, it will come back. It will come back. And an example is, you're a nice person and you join this group or gang or club, and you truly appreciate what it represents, but your intent of going in there was to have fun and do better or create something. But as you get in there and you get involved, and because of your involvement, you have to keep that club's secret. You have to keep the club's secret. And if you were to reveal it, you will be dealt with. There is a consequence. So now you, as a nice person, you're in this cage and you see things that you don't agree with. You hear things that you know is wrong. You do all these things, and every single one of those adds a secret to you, a load that you're carrying. Every single one of them. And the longer you carry it, the heavier it becomes. Your conscience. So the idea is to get rid of this load, is to free yourself so you can live the way you're intended to live. So that's what happens when you get into these groups. In order of protecting the honor of the group, you are breaking yourself. You are sacrificing you for the remainder of your life. And when you do raise children or interact with others and carry on in life in that path, you soon realize you're not happy doing it. And you get angry. You get angry and you rebel. you might become the bully. And as we know, because you are miserable, you try to give this to other people. Let's share our miseries. This is how we do it. What I say when somebody brings me the misery and presents it to me, I said, thank you for the gift of misery, but I'm not interested, sir. Please keep it. Or ma'am, you keep it, because I don't want your load. I do not want you to carry. Give me some of the pain to carry. So how do you get rid of this? The whole idea behind it is not to allow it to build and fester. I do understand if you were in the path and you had to tell a lie or several lies, the consequence to correct them today has to be very, very difficult. It could cost you your job, your relationship, your friendships, your dignity. But I'll tell you, of the two prices you have to pay, that is the lesser. The heavier one, the heavier price that you will pay is dealing with carrying the load and how it will impact your life. That's the heaviest load. And that's what we want to do. But it's not what we should be doing. We should get it out, release it, confront that demon. When you allow yourself to be a part of that organization, yes, you are going to, or group, you are going to hurt yourself doing it, because that's not who you were going in. For those who jumped in and knew all what it was about, good for them, because they're still not mentally developed or mentally strong enough to acknowledge the wrongness of it. And this is where I would say, if it's wrong, don't do it. When they get to that point of going, wait a second, I am carrying this load. Sometimes it's way too late, or the sacrifice or the penalty to try to correct it is too much. So you've just accepted that path where the one that you were designed for, they don't have the hiccups and the bumps and, you know, the weeds growing in the pathway. Like, it's clear. It's just clear. And your job is to take the path of least resistance, is to learn how to take the path of least resistance. That's what we do. Have we got any more emails?
We do have a couple emails. And folks, before I read those, if you'd like to write in, if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. And our email address to ask Barrington a question or make a comment, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Now, back to the emails here. Let's see. Dottie writes in and she says, Barrington, I find it fascinating that you talked to your sons and you knew about your sons before they were born. Very interesting. That's Dottie. And Mitch writes in and says, I understand about lying. So many people do that. But what about a white lie? For instance, telling a friend that they're not fat when they really are. What do you say about that type of situation? And that's Mitch. Back to you.
It's interesting. Like I said earlier, Mitch, that if you tell somebody you don't lie, there goes one lie. Because we all tend to do it because we weigh the pros and the cons of it. And most often we want our friends to feel good, or the food is great, or you're a good driver, or no, you don't stink. So we do this because we think it's the easiest way. And we do that because it's almost like an involuntary response to something that you just go to right away without thinking, just go to it. So, however, lying is lying, be it white or any other color. You're still lying. And you're not doing any justice for that person, because if they're relying on you to be totally honest with them, they may take a step towards correcting that. They may take a step towards correcting that. So you're not doing any justice by saying, yeah, the food's good. Heck no. Or, yeah, the jeans make your butt look fat. You know, you're not doing any justice, because that might be the voice that they wanted to hear at that moment to take a step towards correcting whatever it is that they're asking or complaining about. So you're not doing any justice. Lying is lying. And if you do a nickel's worth or $100,000 worth, it's still the same lying. Just that we tend to think some of them are okay. And you know, we all do it. Every single one of us has done it. Santa Claus has been in my house for at least 13 years with the children. And yeah, of course, we're making up the story. We're doing this. And you know, so, and we teach them how to do that. You know, we teach them how to do that. So yeah, lying is lying. And if you don't have to do it, you probably should not do it. Dee Dee. Okay. So it's true. You're asking how was I able to, or it's fascinating to you that I was able to speak or hear my children. They told me their names and often where they're coming from. And it's fascinating. It is. And a lot of the times it's unbelievable, because a lot of people don't get to that level. And I'm not saying that to be egoic or toot my horn. I'm saying that this is something I've been doing for the majority of my life. So you journey and you get to a place where you are able to make contact with others on the other side of this existence, out of the body. So it's through meditation is the way it's done. Yes, I did have a chance to hear from all of them, three, that I only have three, that what their intent were and the reason they're coming to join. And it's fascinating. I don't know if I've told this story before. You see, my oldest son, I nickname him Screw. S-C-R-E-W. And at the time I got that, I realized that he was journeying here to hold our unit together. He's the holding of the unit together. And that's why I named him Screw, because typically that's what screws will do. We'll hold things together. The other one is Dramatic, a drama, I call him. His nickname is Blue. And he's large, he's big, he's powerful, he's like the sky. He's blue. Nothing phases him, nothing rocks him. He takes on the philosophy as, don't panic until I panic, and I'm never gonna panic. So he's massive. And I saw that when he came to live with us at birth. And I name him Blue. My youngest son, his nickname is Six, like the letter six. And six represents perfection. He will come here and he will be that perfect person. So I named him Six. And he was perfect. And his job here is to learn how to get away from the lives that he's had. Now, all of this was possible through meditation. So my three children are Six Blue Screws. And it's a nickname, it's a family, it's a nickname, it's fun, and we use it all the time. And they know what they're here to do, and we talk about it. So Dee Dee, I went very far in explaining all of that to you. But this ability to get there, it's available to everybody. You could get to the point where you read the plans you had when you were coming here in the library. You could get there, but you have to meditate. That's the method that I know. And if you're going to do yoga or sit still, clear the mind and allow the thoughts to come in. Again, removing the lid off the jar to connect yourself to all that there is, then that's the method, the easier method. It's not something I believe you're going to stumble on today and master it next Thursday, but you do have the rest of your life to do it. And the journey along the way is a lot of fun. And you pick up on things and you hear things and your confidence will grow and you will have no malice in you. So the journey towards it is amazing. When you get, you're like, oh, there's my handwriting. Yeah, I wrote that. But it takes time. And this is what you need to do to be consistent in what you do and the time to do it. You have the strength, you have the ability, you have all that it takes. So if it's what you want, let me say this. there is a needle laying in the haystack, and you do know that it's there. It's a matter of time before you find it. It is a needle in the haystack, but you know where it is. Go towards it. Thank you for the email. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Actually, it's a bit cold here where we are in Canada, but we're dealing with it. Thanks, everybody around the world, for joining, wherever you're listening. You might be sitting on the beach with a rum punch. Geez, am I jealous, but thanks again for being a part of this show. I have a book called Awaken Ascension Guide. Aligns yourself to your true purpose. It's available for you at Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. Check it out. It's a good read. You'll enjoy it. If you want to hear more or see more, and if you've missed some of the shows in the past, you could always go to HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. A lot of the information and future upcoming changes added. Things we're adding all the time will be, and moving forward. And stay connected there. The shows that you want to hear again, they're listed there. And in the next couple of weeks, the intent is to go through and label them so you don't have to sift them out yourself. And we're going to go through, and you can pick up your favorite show, listen to it as much as you want to, if you find that what we're talking about is interesting. Now, what is more interesting is you can hear this broadcast. You can hear this. And because I don't believe in coincidence, I don't think you came here by accident. You were destined to be. And I'd like to add this that I got this week from a good friend of mine, that when the students are ready, the teacher will appear. And when the teacher appears, the students are ready. So our interaction isn't by coincidence. You're on a quest and you're searching for something. And this is one of the avenues in which you need to journey on to find the search. If you're into spirituality and you've studied it long enough, you'll understand it's a knowledge quest. You will always be looking for the next move, looking for the next thing. Keeps your mind occupied. It's to me as if it was meant to be that way. You keep the hamster in that wheel running and don't allow him to fall asleep or become lethargic or, you know, fall over. But if you keep the mind exercised, if you keep the mind moving, if you keep your mind clear of the negative thoughts, which are the devil, you will keep your mind on something that's going to make you happy, happier. So we want to be able to eliminate the negativity from our path. And by doing that, you replace it with all positivity right across the board. This is what we talk about. Enjoy the book. Today, we're talking about the impact and how it could change your life if you're willing, how it will change your personality if you're unwilling. So the analogy I used earlier was, if you had accidentally swallowed the pin or a needle, would you just let it sit there and hope everything comes out okay? No pun intended. Or would you address it right now because you know the potential dangers? And yes, I think most of us would address it right now. But because when we took on that heavy load, we were too young or unaware of its consequence. So we just left it alone. And we held it and we held it and it held it. And you will rebel. You will, if you've got anger built up inside of you because that pin is a razor, it's cutting the heck out of your inside, you will react. You will react, and this is what's happening. And we need to step back and look at what is the cause. And never mind trying to fix the effect, because once you've addressed the cause, there will be no more effect. It's going to go away. If it does linger on, it's because of habit. It's because you've gotten into the pattern of accepting this as a habit. If you walk with a pebble in your shoe long enough, when you remove the pebble, you will still limp because your body has memories. And then one day you will realize, wait a minute, it's been removed. So my recommendation to you is to have it removed as soon as possible. And that's why we're talking about it, because it is so important that you don't set yourself up to fail. You don't set yourself up to get sick. You don't set yourself up to make mistakes that could cause you your freedom or anything else. You want to walk on the path that you need to be on. That's why we talk about that. So again, to get to that, you have to understand. And if you're going to attempt to get to the cause on your own and dig it out, be mindful that it's going to be painful. Be mindful that it's going to cost you, you know, mood swings and a whole bunch of other things. But what you are doing in trying to get it out is you're protecting the long term. You're digging out the roots now, so you're protecting the long term. So it might be difficult, but it is definitely worth the try. Connect yourself to spirituality, everybody. Everybody. Get into the path. Figure out the life you're supposed to live. If you don't like it, come back. Go back to the old habits. But the door's open. You're being invited to step in. And I hope that when you do, you will like it and realize this is home. I say this every day. Welcome home. Welcome home. This is where you belong. And all the things that's been haunting you or making you run like a mad person, chasing your tail, will all make sense when you realize or learn your purpose. When you learn that, your day will become clear and you will understand how important it is. Maybe you'll help others out here like us who are trying to spread the word of waking up. Just wake up. Realize that you may be the one who's causing your own pain, heartaches. You might be the person who's the cause of it. But because of who we are, we turn around and we blame others. We blame others. We lash out. I just learned a new thing on the YouTube the other day, and I'm slow because it's been around for a long time, to be the Karen. You want to blame others. You just want to blame others. Look at self. Look within. You are on a journey. You are searching and you're looking for something. Welcome home. And thank you for coming home. And when you get here, there's no fear, no restrictions. You are limitless. You are free. But you have to put in the work. It's not going to land on your lap. You have to put in the work. And the work is necessary to remove that thing that's poking you. Have we got anything else, sir?
We have a couple of emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, wherever you are tuning in from, you are listening to The Barrington Show. And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Corey says, he makes a comment, Barrington. He says, I love the nicknames and the explanations of your children. Fantastic. That's from Corey. Tietel says, I heard you mention the devil. So that means you believe in the devil, Barrington. And that's Tietel. And lastly, let's see here. Shep writes in and he says, regarding this vaccine you talk about, if the government gives us an option to take it, will you? And that's from Shep. And back to you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to start at the bottom here with Shep. If I had the option, no, not at this age, not at this stage of my life. If I had a choice, the answer would be no. That's my personal thing. And if I'm going to be a danger to others, then I would have no choice but to do what the land dictates. But if I did have that option thrown at me, the answer is going to be no. I've never taken the flu shot either. And it's been many years. It's been around. And every year they recommend it. And I have never taken one. And it's not that I feel I could beat the odds. It's just that I don't really believe that the flu shot is going to have any influences on my life at this time. Later on, I may change my mind, but as it is right now, the answer to that question, no, I would not take it. Tito, the devil, do I believe in the devil? Wow. What I need to do, I can, the answer, the short answer to that is no, there is not a guy with a pointy, you know, horns and a tail and the red or whatever. No, I don't believe in that. However, we do put ourselves in hardship by our thoughts, and we choose negativity or we choose positivity. The negativity is the one that we sort of name the devil, because when you're living in that condition, in your negative mind, you're constantly in misery of some sort. It brings around a lot of bad things. You're glorifying the devil, if you want to call it that, but you're living in the negativity. If you make that mental switch in your mind and live in the positive side of it, then you're glorifying all that there is, our creator, our God, our big man on campus, our woman. You know, that's what we're doing. So do I believe in the devil? Not the conventional devil that was taught to me by my family and other religions that I've studied. I don't know if it, I do know it does not exist. It's just a state of mind. So you can choose heaven or hell, and both are real, but they both reside within you. You choose where you want to live, and you don't have to wait till you pass, exit this body to go into this phantom place. You could do it right now. Start today, start right this second, and you can live in heaven just by the state of mind and just by how you see things, just by how you live, or the other. And circumstance does put us with the other, the negative side. Situation, culture, you know, all of it does. But that old saying of you have to make lemonade out of lemons, you have to make the best of the situation. So when you're there, find the light and go towards it. Wherever the positivity is, you might want to find it, because what you are today is what you thought about yesterday. And if you're doing it with a negative thought process, then you're in the situation right now. You're living yesterday's thoughts, but you can change tomorrow's thoughts. You can consciously make a decision to switch from the negative aspect to the positive side and make a conscious decision right now, which is all we have. And tomorrow, you will see a different day, a different way. And you're now in heaven. You're now in heaven. So let me say this, everybody that exists can go to hell or go to heaven. I didn't mean go to hell, and you know, but you could choose that right now, because we have that choice. You could live in heaven or you can live in hell. And that's the situation. So that's what I had to say. And the devil is real, if you make him real, and he will not exist if you don't want him to. Corey, the nicknames, yes, it's our thing. It's our family thing. It's always been for as long as I can remember. Talking to the children was amazing. I learned a lot. And this funny thing is, I also knew if I were to have 10 kids, they'll all be boys. This is how I know this. And the same concept falls true when you do your meditation. That's all I would say. Do your meditation. Learn how to do it. It'll take some time. Make yourself happy doing it, and you will be able to connect to or hear from people that is coming here. And I'll be very honest with you, in all the years I've been doing this, I have not heard anything back from others who's left. I've not. I've seen weird things and heard creepy stories, but I can't sit here and be very honest with you by telling you I spoke to this one, I heard from that one. I don't even believe it's possible, but this is my opinion. But I've heard a lot from those who are coming. And when my family and I get together and we tell stories, they will say, yeah, I heard she was coming. I met her before she showed up. So whatever it is, this ability to do it obviously resides within our line, from where we've come from, or whatever the situation, but I am not an isolated incident in saying that I was able to communicate with six smooth screws before they showed up. Thank you very much for that, Corey. I appreciate your email. Everybody, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. Thank you for coming home. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. We've got about 15 more minutes to go. We've talked about our COVID. We've talked about our changes. We've talked about Lion and the impact that it's going to have on you. And Taken does the same thing, by the way, and knowingly doing things that is wrong usually is an effect of the Lion. But if you're doing it, it's wrong, and you're able to stop doing it, please do that. If it's not yours, don't take it. So we talked about all these things today. It's fascinating. I had stories to tell. Thank you for the email that we've gotten in, and it's amazing. And people are responding to being spiritually connected, are wanting to ask questions about being spiritually connected. We've done a lot of our shows on spirituality because that's what we talked about. We've done a lot of shows in comparing our spirituality to the organized groups who are telling you what to do, as opposed to you finding out from yours for yourself what needs to be done. We've talked about it, but the root to that is connecting yourself to your instinctive guides, to your spirituality, to all the things that makes us click. So this is what we've said. And again, if you put yourself in a situation to see the better way through life, it will open all the doors. And your energy, your ability, and all the greatness that's within you will blossom around you. Others will notice it and start asking questions. You want to stand up and be the tallest in the room, if that's your desire? Well, when you get there, it won't be important anymore, but you've gotten to another level where you realize you're not the smallest in the room. And that's what's important. Everyone in the room is at the same level. And when you become good, better at this, you'll understand it's not even relevant. You keep it to yourself. That's why I tell you, somebody who's happy is not going to tell you they're happy. They just live it. They just live it. Somebody's telling you they're happy, that's their hope. It's the same thing, and I've said this before in one of the shows, it's like somebody telling you they're smart. What would be the point other than to convince you they're not what they feel for themselves? No, a happy person won't tell you as happy as just show you. And we learn. And I said earlier that when you get your children in, you only get about 5 years to make them who they will become in adult years. If they stay around long enough, they will eventually leave, go on and fulfill the instructions that you have passed on to them. And you only have 5 years to do it. And usually it's not by words. It is not by words. We do well at going through school and becoming academically trained, and we learn fancy things and how to do a lot of things because we're academically trained. But our biggest teacher, our method of teaching, is by action. That's where the wisdom comes through, by action. And you will often see the child mimic the parent. And if you're not doing much, very seldom do you find somebody come within your care and do much more than you. So it's your actions. That's your teacher. That's the tool that sets the lesson. It's what you do. So if your intent is to teach them how to be that negative person, you're doing a great job because you're reacting to it and you're creating a situation that will bring about this in their lives because they're watching your action. Putting out the fires, dealing with the problems, handling the drama, you are teaching them how to do that. If you switch that brain and that thought and become the person who just deal with the positivity, you are also equally teaching them how to do that. So if the intent is to have them straighten up and fly right, It is by the actions that you set forth, not by the words. That old phrase of do as I say, not as I do, that's wrong. We're only going to learn from what you do. You set the pace by what you do. And you can say all you want. I have three teenage boys. Well, two of them are teenagers still. And you could say all you want. And they will nod and agree just to avoid scolding. But what will happen is when you take an action towards something that you need for that person to get that lesson, you see how they react to it. The action is the teacher. Thank you very much for listening. I don't know where I was going with that one, but I was saying be mindful of what you're teaching the children. It's all by the actions, the majority of it by the actions. And I'm sure you've heard the action speaks louder than words. There's a lot of truth to that. So what we're talking about and what we're trying to get you on board with is the ability to connect yourself to the instructor. If you're traveling without the instructions, where are you going? If you're doing without the instructions, what are you doing? If you're asking yourself those questions, there's a good chance that you're not getting the information. The memo has missed your desk. But if you clearly knows what you're doing and you know where you're going, then you're definitely connected to your spiritual guide. And on that path, as a little test to all of this, if you're feeling insecure, if you're feeling afraid, you're feeling unworthy or less worthy than someone else, if you're feeling that you're not attractive or capable or any of those things, if you're feeling them, you're not connected, or you're not as connected as you need to be, because those thoughts, those ideas, those feelings does not come with the path that you're supposed to be on. There's no way I'm supposed to compare myself to the mighty oak tree in the forest. We're different. Or to Fred who lives across the street. We're different. And just because we're different, I have to embrace what I am. And by doing that, I have to find out what I am. And yes, and I've said this in the show before, I can't play basketball like a Michael Jordan. I can't. Because the desire to do that, the age has passed, but at the time, the desire to do that was not as strong as his desire to do what he did. And that's the only differences within us. If I had the same desire, and we're physically the same, I could have accomplished the same. Or Gandhi, John Lennon, all these people. When you get your level of confidence and you know who you are, you will sail through life carrying the happy smile. And now you're happy. You'll never tell anybody. They'll just see it. You don't have to convince them otherwise. This is finding out who you are. And in finding out who you are, you've got to wake up. And in order to wake up, sir, ma'am, you have to connect yourself to your guides. Meditate. We're doing this journey. We've been doing it for a while now. And all I'm trying to say, you just have to take a step towards it. And you'll forget about it for a couple of weeks. And then you do it again. And you forget about it for a couple of weeks. And you do it again. And keep doing it again. Eventually, one of your attitudes or the habits or something will say, oh, this is what you're trying to do. And then you'll wake up. You'll start the waking up. But you have to be consistent with it and realize you have the rest of your life to accomplish it. And if you take one step every year, after a while, you'll be jogging. And before you know it, you're running full speed because you've put in the time that is required to open up the door for you to see the light that is required. You have to open the door and take a step. That's what we talk about. Have we got any more emails there?
No, we do not. But I just wanted to remind folks they are listening to The Barrington Show here on Reality Radio 101. Back to you.
You can also find Barrington Radio Show, past shows, and all the future coming shows at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's our spot there where we do all the listing, put all the news, and let you see what's going on. Eventually, we are on YouTube a little bit. I'd like to expand that a little bit more, but I'm working on it real slow. It's going to get there. Take our journey. Follow what we do. Connect yourself to spirituality. You'll be there. I have a book, Awaken Ascension Guide. Align yourself to your true purpose. That's just what I talked about, opening the door and stepping in. I'm in the process right now of trying to put this in audio for you so you could download that and hear it as well. And you don't have to be carrying around a book. I don't even know if people do that anymore. I still do because I'm old school. But yeah, you don't have to carry that around anymore. You could pop it in your vehicle and listen to it as you go, or, you know, plug it into your watch or something. The technology is just amazing today. Either way, you could reach this. You could get this book at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca and enjoy it. It's good read. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Today we covered some topics that were harsh. They're hard. They will give you something to think about. It will make you reflect. If I could suggest, look into the cause and address it. If you go to the doctor and tell them you have a headache and they give you a Tylenol pill to cure your headache, they might not have asked, did you do anything else, you know, cut off the right hand or bunk your head on a bridge or something like that, because they're so trained to fix that headache. That's the effect. At some point, you want to be able to find the cause so you could dig out the root. So I say to you, look into yourself, look into your behavior. Are you kind to people? Because you should be. Are you kind to the elderly? You need to be. Are you a good person, reliable source, can help, willing to help? You need to be. If you're taking from someone and you're relying on them and leaning on them and pulling them down, chances are you're off your mark. When you take this path, the journey, it will put you back on the mark where you see everybody and you have respect for them as you would want them to have respect for you. If you don't have that, you're off your mark. You join the gang. I understand you're a part of it. You need to be a part of it. You can't leave. You're committed. You've got marriages and a couple of kids and mortgage and all that stuff. So you feel you need to stay where you're staying and cover up and cover up and hide and cover up. And you're taking these secrets on and you're allowing yourself to break your spirit. Eventually you'll start the drinking or the drugs or the misbehaving or the lying and the mistrust and all these things. And it's a matter of just addressing the cause and figuring out how to deal with it. And if you're able to figure out how to deal with it, you're well on your way of correcting the limp that you've been walking around with. Study your spirituality, be kind to people, love yourself, love others, love the neighbor. Experience that you're now connected to all that there is and the good kind of life and not dealing with the negativity from the devil's side. Love all that there is. Live the light. Stay in the light. Give yourself an opportunity. And by the way, when you walk that journey, you're less likely to get ill. And if you did, you would know how to fix it. You're less likely to fall into these massive depth of depression, because you're on the path that you deserve, that you were supposed to be. It's going to change your diet. It's going to change your action. It's going to change everything about you. You're going to walk with your head held high, your chest stuck out, because you're confident, because you've gotten rid of the fear. And when you're afraid, you just hide. We all do. We hide behind the bottle, or behind the joint, or whatever it is. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. I'm going to wind out. I'm going to tune out now. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Thank you from all around the world. I'm looking at the numbers and our show is definitely growing. We're increasing every week. More people are joining in. Please enjoy the week. Thank you for being a part of this. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.